So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 30,800, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, 4,000 praise the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David to praise therewith. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Ladan and Shimei. Sons of Ladan, the chief was Jehiel and Zetham and Joel 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith and Haziel and Haran, 3, these were the chief of the fathers of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei were Jahath, Sina and Jush and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. And Jahath was the chief, and Zizah the second. But Jush and Beriah had not many sons. Therefore they were in one reckoning, according to their father's house. The sons of Kohath,
Amram, Izhar,
Hebron,
and Uziel 4.
The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershon, Shebuel was the chief. And the sons of Eliezer were Rehabiah the chief. And Eliezer had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many of the sons of Izhar. Shelomith the chief
of the sons of Hebron,
Jeriah the first,
and Mariah
the second,
Jahaziel the third,
and Jekamim the fourth
of the sons of Uziel,
Micah the first,
and Josiah the second.
The sons of Merari,
Mali,
and Mushi,
the sons of Mali,
Eleazar and Kish,
and Eleazar died,
and had no sons but daughters, and their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them.
The sons of Mushi,
Mali,
and Dader,
and Jerimoth 3. These were the sons of Levi. After the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, the Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it, for the service thereof. By the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their office was to wait
on the sons of Aaron,
for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God,
both for the shewbread and for the fine flour, for meat offering and for the unleavened cakes,
and for that which is baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts by number, according to the order commanded unto them, continually before the Lord. And that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of the Lord.